The official statistics that apparently have come out from the National Weather Service, now that February is over and done, about how the month actually ranked as far as historical snowfall for our area, and for that matter, as I said, the kind of the I-75 corridor was used for our friends in Flint and in Detroit. But for us, and this, of course, is the reference recorded for the record books utilizing the airports. You know, so MBS Airport, Bishop Airport in Flint, Metro Airport in Detroit. Those are all the sources that contain the proper recording materials, I guess, to say, when it comes to the National Weather Service.
Not to leave out MBS.
Yeah, MBS.
They have a weather station there.
So that's how it's all done. And you know, so, and we understand in your specific area it might be a little different, but again, just for folks to understand that. But it says here that in the month of February, we recorded measurable snow on 16 of the 28 days. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Again,
yeah.
Measurable. It could have been anything from a little coating to that storm dumping that we had.
And back in January, we were at a snow deficit for the year, like half as much as we normally get. So what did February do to us?
February, we recorded, well, the normal snowfall, it says here, for Saginaw is 8.6 inches.
In February.
Yeah, in February, making sure I have that right. And we recorded what it says here, the 11th highest snowfall for the month of February, 18.1 inches.
Wow.
How about that?
Huh. That overcomes that deficit, because the deficit was about 8 or 9 inches for the winter up to that point. So if this is in 10 inches above the average, we just went over the top then.
And again, the 11th snowiest February ever. Mm-hmm. And in fact, that was the same for in Detroit. They had 18.1 inches as well, making it the 11th snowiest. In Flint, though, 21.8 inches, and that makes it the second snowiest February ever there. So, and that was just shy of 31 inches. I think I said 21 inches is 29 inches that they had in Flint. So they even have more than we did, and it was just shy of the all-time record of 31 inches.
Well, it's nice of us spread out over all those days, because if we had gotten 20 inches at one time, we wouldn't have been too happy.
So I think the biggest snowfall was that one day we had, it varied like between 5 and 6 inches.
Yeah, and some place said 7.
Yeah, depending on the location, but the official airport recorded. But but I didn't realize that, you know. So 11th, that's not bad as far as historical purposes are concerned. And didn't realize we had measurable snow on 16 of 28 days. Again, I think a lot of that was just those little coatings to the inch, that dumping that we had, and some other things that too.
Well, we had 17 days that were below freezing, so it ideal for making snow.
Well, I will attest to the ice that was very good during February. It's just what we wanted when it came to cold weather.
Is it holding up now, or is it done for?
It's actually, I can still walk on it.
Oh, okay.
And after last night getting down to 15, it probably has
it would for a moment.
Frozen up again to enough where I could probably get a day of skiing on it too.
Mm-hmm. But forget it after today.
It's dicing some of the corners and somewhere the snow where the sun really hits it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, well, I'll skate up to this point but won't go any further.
They're putting a 5 in the forecast for next week.
Yeah, no, it's certainly on the downside, let's put it that way. But I had a good time with it while it was going on. And I can attest to the snowfall, too, because in addition to have to shovel the driveway.
have to shovel the rink, eh?
Right.
which is fine, but it's like, at some point, it's like, man.
20 by 40 is a pretty good area to shovel.
Just want to skate. I don't want to shovel.
If February, though, was the 11th snowiest month, what was January, since we didn't really get much to begin with? I like to find those numbers.
You know what? I never saw anything referenced in January.
December and January were both kind of low, I've got to believe.
So, yeah, you wonder where it logged as a historical low,
right,
compared to a historical high as far as snowfall goes.
Weren't they reporting, too, due to the lack of snowfall this year, that they thought the Great Lakes levels were going to drop a little bit? I thought there was a story on that earlier.
I think there was, there was concern that the ice wasn't freezing over. Then, of course, February came, and things changed.
Maybe they'll do an updated report here before too long.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
Yeah, of course.
And this is why it always seems to work out this way, that by the end of a season, you almost end up pretty close to averages. Unless it's this early strange year.
Bad, right?
But you take the low you had in January, add to the above in February, Yeah. And it averages out.
Right. Maybe we could have spread it out a little bit more.
Yeah.
So I wasn't shoveling. Well, how many? 16 of those 28
days. 28 days.